I'm here with Omar
Marrero,
who's on Startup.
Yes.
I binge watched the show.
Yeah.
What a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I mean, your characters, I mean, you guys have been through.
No, we've been through hell and back. And back again.
So, I mean, this was your first starring role.
Yeah, this was my first lead.
You're damn good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, your emotions. Your
I'm in the presence of greatness with Martin, with Eddie, with Adam, now Ron. Season one, we had guy from Seinfeld.
Oh yeah, yeah. And Martin Freeman. Oh,
right. So I'm in great company, and I have great mentors and teachers. So I think we are as good as our weakest link, and I think that we don't have any on the show. And I think that's what makes our show great.
Even though sometimes I wanted to say, oh, come on.
Right. Right. No, all the time. All the time. I say it to myself when I watched it. I was like, really? I find myself having those moments a lot when I watched it. But
you know, it's a good show.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it. I think that the thing about our show is that it was just born, it's just a baby, and it hasn't seen the world yet.
But like you said, it also has a lot to do with the actors involved.
Right.
Which really make it, you want to...
Because it's real. There's a lot of real, humane behavior. And I think that with everything that's going on with representation, I think that people enjoy seeing themselves on TV. They don't cover my pimples on the show. Like, they don't. I barely get any makeup. I look. So when I come to these events, people are like, "That's her." Because I'm like, "No, I'm going all. I'm getting cute, you know." So this is my chance to get cute. But I think it's great. People just see themselves, and and that's why I think people. And one lady asked this: do you have a lot of security when you're filming in these bad neighborhoods in Puerto Rico? Because we film in some of the worst neighborhoods in Puerto Rico. And I said, no, the people are so welcoming. And I think it's because of our diverse crew and giving so many jobs to Puerto Ricans. I think that they just enjoy. Like, it's not a show of a set of 200 Caucasians. And, you know, I love my Caucasians. But the world is not... It's not just white, and it's not just black. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of gray.
A lot of gray in between. It's a lot of shapes. It's a lot of sizes. And I think that our show highlights that. Beauty, brains, wits, strength, resilience, odds.
And I
think that, you know, I mean, I could be biased. I'm on the show, so, and it's my first one. So I love it, and I'm going to say nothing but the best, but... If I was to see it, it would give me hope.
Well, there's something about you, the three main characters.
Right.
You know, I mean, your guys are completely different from each other.
Yes.
But you still have the same kind of drive.
Yes.
And that's, I think, for me, compels me to continue watching because I want to see where are these guys going to go.
Where are they headed?
Yeah.
Where are they going?
Yeah. So now with season two, congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, probably can't say much.
Right.
Are you guys still shooting? Or
No, we're done.
Oh.
Yeah, we shot in a period of 5 months. We shot all 10 episodes.
Oh, wow.
So we did that January through May, and now we're back and ready to put it out.
Not to give away too much, but
okay.
I mean, what, where we see with your character?
I think that this season has a lot to do with the cost of ambition, and I think that this season you see her take a darker turn. I feel like Izzy was already somewhat of a dark person, but she was full of drive and hope. So that, you know, that drive and that hope overshadowed her darkness, but losing her sister in season one to her ambition and you know, pushed it over the edge, that I think that this season you really see that darkness in her veins, and she just comes in ready for revenge. And so there's a lot of revenge going on this season. That's a big thing. And then there's also seeing her be reborn again and find a new passion, because Jen Coyne, she could have gone and worked for Google. She could have gone and worked at any startup. She could have taken that route. She was at Stanford, but she didn't. She had something bigger in mind. She lost all of that, and that was her life. That was her life. That was what she worked on, and that's the reason why she said, "I'm not going to take the easy way out. I'm going to work for this, because this is much bigger than just going to Google or just going to Uber and taking the easy way out." And so losing that, and then on top of everything, losing your sister, you know, for the price of ambition, then what do you have? And so what does she have now? So you have to start over. So you see her find that drive that drove her season one. You see her, you see that reborn again, and I think that it's awesome.
Are we going to see Jenny Gago and Tony Plana?
Yes.
Coming back as a cast?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on season two.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
A lot.
Thank you.
Support.
Yeah.